Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Community School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson about the latest school board meeting. Knoxville School Board had their most recent meeting on Monday, and obviously the big issue there was the Knoxville Education Association contract proposal. They wanted to extend their current contract for the 2019-2020 school year. They are under contract now. What all is included in that contract, and what should people know about that?
Yeah, we've had a great relationship with the KEA over the years and really enjoy working with them. They've always been very reasonable, and they came to us just a few days ago wanting to know if they could extend another year, and that's very beneficial to them. Kind of keeps the ball rolling, if you will, because of the new law that was passed in 2017 around collective bargaining. So we were more than happy to come back to the table quickly and early to extend a contract so that really will save them money on a recertification vote. And so we were happy to do that for them. When it came to actually talking about what that extension looks like, it gets a little bit trickier. The collective bargaining law, when that changed, the state basically just has one item that's a mandated topic of bargaining, and that's wages. And that is in our contract along with all sorts of other things. So we actually have 24 articles in our master contract, and we look at keeping that intact, where a lot of districts and a lot of places have actually kind of dismantled their contracts. We are not planning to do that, and right now have not done that all the way through the year 2020. There were a few minor changes. One of them happens to be around payroll deduction, and that actually is the only illegal topic of bargaining and had to come out. And we made our change in practice a year ago, so that was not a big deal. The other two items that the board at this time really needed some flexibility with are insurance, because in the past, our insurance actual deductibles and benefit package, the structure is completely laid out in our master contract, and then we're bound to that. With insurance premiums and a lot of volatility in the insurance world, we really were quite hesitant to lock that in through 2020, just with so many unknowns. So we did exclude the insurance package piece from the master contract. However, nothing is slated to change at this point, and we know that insurance is probably one of the biggest benefits that our staff get, and we need to be competitive. We want our staff to stay working for us. We want to draw the best people here to Knoxville to teach our kids, and having a great insurance package definitely helps us with that mission. So we don't have any plans to cut that or make it a worse position than we are now. In fact, we're working with a consulting company to see if we can't improve what we actually get for benefits through our insurance company and keep our premiums as low as we possibly can. So the board did exclude that from the master contract, but we will maintain the insurance and try to get it as, you know, the very best that we can. The other item that the board removed from the contract at this time was the transfer language. So when we have an opening, if somebody who's in another position wants to transfer into that, they can do that. And that, again, is not going to change. The part that we needed some flexibility on is the timing. Right now, it requires a 10-day window for every single position. And as people move from one to the next, it opens another position. And we've actually lost out on some good hires when we finally know which position we're going to be hiring for, because we have to wait the full 10 days for every single position. So by taking that out of the master contract, we can just move the process a little faster. But all of our employees, again, we want to keep all the great people that we have working at the school. So we want to make sure that they're able to teach and work in the environment that they want to every year. And we'll do everything we possibly can to make that the best that we can.
This might be an open-ended question. Talk about the difficulties for the administration and the school board to try and balance what you have to follow by law and obviously wanting to help take care of the teachers that we have in the district.
It's a challenge. When they basically gutted the collective bargaining, it changed the rules. And so on one side, we would have a lot more flexibility and could make decisions more quickly if they weren't included in the master contract. However, we need our teachers to feel secure and great about their benefit package and all of the other pieces that go into their job, the hours that they work, and we want them to have confidence that the world is not changing. And so keeping those things in the master contract really to us is more important than following the letter of taking out everything that we could take out, and even the permissive language and kind of doing a management cleanup really just doesn't feel right to us. We really honor our employees, and we want them to know how much we appreciate the work that they do, because they've got a hard job and they do a great job for us every day with the kids here in Knoxville. And so I think board members, we've got lawyers and we've got other districts that are encouraging everybody, you know, to clean house in that contract. We're not going to do it at this point because we feel that we have a great working relationship with the KEA, and if budgets get really tight and we need to go back to the drawing board on some of those things for flexibility, we're pretty confident that they're going to work with us because they understand sometimes the limitations that we're put under as well.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.